Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Lamed. We left off on Daf Chaf Tes Amid Beis. We're a few lines from the end of the page. On Chaf Tes Amid Beis, Yosef Rabbi Avin, 3 lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Leha Shalom. Also by Eliza and Zev Belsky, Lizech Nishmas, Eliza's grandfather, who's nifted this past Shabbos, Yoshua Ben Svi, Zichron Levracha. Also by Michelle Small Roth and Rabbi Aaron Roth, Moshe Roth and family to commemorate the 3rd yard site of Elizabeth Bunny Small, Bunya Bas Chaim Anshul, Allah Shalom. It's also sponsored by the Gross family, Lizecher Nishmas, Chana Leah Bas Moshe Tzvi, Rab Moshe Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum and Chaya Leah Bas Naftali Hertzka and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayahu, Nisham Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we left off, as I said, 3 lines from the end of the page on Chavtes and Beis, and the Gemara is going to discuss the Shita of Barpada, who we discussed yesterday. Barpada was one who said that if a person is Maktish Netios, La Achash Yiktetu, that he's Maktish them, or Ad La Achash Yiktetu, until after the Ad Sheniktetu, right? Until they become cut down. So we said that even if you're Poda to them prior to them being cut down, they're Chazar Kadosh. They keep becoming Kadosh again and again every time you try to be Poda to them before you cut them down. And the Gemara is going to discuss, perhaps there's a difference between Poda Hu versus Poda Acherim. Maybe there's a difference between the guy himself who is Maktish them trying to be Poda to them and someone else being Poda to them. And the Gemara is going to compare that to a case of Kiddushin, to a Shaila we have in Maseches Kiddushin. Can a man be Mekadish and Isha twice at one shot? Meaning, he plans on being Mekadish her, divorcing her, and remarrying her. Why go through the two separate different Kiddushins? He'll do one Maisa Kiddushin now for the Kiddushin that he wants to do right now and for the remarriage that he's going to do after he divorces her. So we're going to compare that to the case of Pada, and then it becomes Kadosh again, and you're Pada again. So we're going to compare those two cases. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss who's included in the neder from Yordei Hayam, or from Yoshvei Yabasha, meaning the whole rest of the paragraph is really just going to be about different terminologies that people use, and who's included in those terminologies that people use. Because by Nedarim, we're Halacha Chaloshim B'nei Adam, so who's included when we say Yordei Hayam? Who's included when you say Yoshvei Yabasha? And then we're going to have a series of Mishnayos and Amud Beis that also talk about various phrases and who's included. Who's included when you say that you're taking a neder from Roei Hachama, from people who see the sun? Who doesn't see the sun? Who's included when you say Shchorei Arosh, people that have black heads? What does that mean? People, who's included when you say Yeludim and when you say Noladim? Is it people who are born already, who are not born yet? Who are you taking a neder ana'a again? So all of that is going to be about Lishonos Pnei Adam and what we assume people mean. So now, let's begin 3 lines from the bottom of the page. The Gemara is trying to resolve, based on the din of Barpada, a suffix that we have in Maseches Kiddushin. And it goes as follows: Yosef Rabbi Avin Rabbi Yitzchak Berabbi Kamei the Rabbi Yirmia Vekamenamnim Rabbi Yirmia Rabbi Avin Rabbi Yitzchak Berabbi were sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmia, and Rabbi Yirmia was dozing off. And while he was dozing off, Yasvi Vekamri, they started a conversation and learning. Rabbi Yirmia, it sounds like, was the Rebbe, and I guess he was exhausted. So while he needed a little bit of a break, the Talmidim decided to talk and learning with each other. So they said, Lebarpada Da'amar Padan Chozos Kedoshos. According to Barpada, who said that if you're Makdish Natios Ad Sheyiktetu, that if you're Makdish trees until they are cut down, so Barpada had said that if you're po to them, then they're Chozos Kedoshos. They become Kadosh. They become Kadosh again the second after you're po to them. By the way, this is one of the rayas that the Ran has against the Shitas Rashba. In yesterday's daf, we had a discussion. We know that we had a machlokas between Barpada and who was it already? I forgot already the other opinion. Who was it? I don't remember. Between Barpada and it's going to drive me nuts. Between Barpada and Ula, when after it's already Nixas, after it's already cut down, so do we say Shuv ain't Poda, and you don't need to be Poda to them, or do you then still need to be Poda to them, but the opinion is going to last? But there was a machlokas Rishonim whether they disagreed about Kodim Sheniktetu. did they disagree prior to them being cut down about that din, that they be that when you every time you try to be pulled to them, that they're going to be chosos v'kochos. So it says the Rad, you see clearly they do disagree, because the Gemara is talking about that din right now, and it's saying, li barpada, according to barpada, who holds that chosos v'kochos, implying that's a machlokas, that only barpada holds that chosos v'kochos. So that's, and Ula disagrees with barpada on that point. So the Rad uses this line of the Gemara as a raya. So yes, Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Kamed, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Kaminam, Rabbi Yirmi, V'kamri, L'Barpada, D'Amar, Pada, and Chosos V'Kochos. According to Barpada, who says that when you're poed to these nitios, they automatically become Kadosh again, so Tifshot, T'Bayi, Rav Hoshaya, maybe we could be poshate a Shaila that was asked in Meseches Kiddushin, because Rav Hoshaya asked the following, Hanosin Shtei Prutos Le'isha, if a person gives two Prutos to a woman, you only need a Shavu Prutos to be Mekadosh Nisha, he gives two Prutos, V'Amala, and he says to her, Ba'achas is kachili hayom. One of these prutos I want to use as kiddushin today. Uba'achas is kachili la'achashigir sha'agar sheikh. And the other one I want to use as kiddushin for after I divorce you. So one of them is going to right away, as soon as I divorce you, I want the second kiddushin to be chal. And the suffix is, can you do that or not? This is the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, where this comes up, and Daf Samach Beis says that the suffix of Rav Hoshaya is whether the second Kiddushin is considered a Dover Shaloba Liolam, because you're not yet in a place where you're going to be able to marry her a second time, because you haven't even married her a first time. So is that considered, you need to first get married and divorced to be able to marry her a second time. So is that considered a davar shaloba liolam? The Rush over here writes that if a person says to his wife, is kachili beprutazu la achar shegar sheikh, meaning let's say a person's already married, and he says, he comes home to his wife one day and he says, here's another ring, and this is Aram Kadeshously with this for after I divorce you. So that's not a suffix. If he's already married and he's saying that, that's not a suffix, because that for sure the Kiddushin will not be chal, says the Rush. That for sure is not going to work, because right now he's in no position to be Mekadesher, meaning Basher Usham, they're already married. So you can't be Mekadesh and Isha. We don't have this renewing your vows or whatever, right? There's no such thing. So when they're already married, you can't be Mekadesh and Isha that you're already married to. So ironically, when you're pre that stage, when you're even earlier on in the process, where you're not even yet married, but since you're at a point right now where you can be Mekadesher, maybe you could even be Mekadesher for the second time around right now. That's only if you're not yet married. So maybe then you could be, that's Rav Hoshaya, that's the whole suffix of Rav Hoshaya. The suffix is not when you're currently married. So this suffix of Rav Hoshaya, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi were saying, we could be poshit from Barpada. Why? What does one have to do with the other? Because just like a person could be Makdish Netios, Ad Sheyiktitzu, and if he's poed to them before the Ketzitza, they go back and they become Kadosh again right away. So you see, you have the ability to be Makdish right now for after the Pidyon also. I'm not only being Makdish them at this moment, I'm being Makdish them at this moment, and then after I'm poed to them, the Kedusha is going to be Chal again. Meaning the way it works when we say Pidyon, that the Chosos V'Kochos, is not that the Pidyon doesn't work. The Pidyon works, but then they become Kadosh again. It's literally Chosos V'Kochos. So who adin by being Mekadesh and Isha? That I'm being Mekadesh right now, and then when that Kiddushin goes away, I'm going to be Mekadesh again. So Achanami, Dabba Kiddushin. So we're also, the second Kiddushin should be Chal, after he divorces her. So Itabru Rabbi Yirmiyah, that woke Rabbi Yirmiyah up. Rabbi Yirmiyah heard this conversation. They were talking and learning, so all of a sudden he joined the conversation. So Amar Lahu, so he said to Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi, Maika Medamisud, what are you comparing? What to us? So first of all, why does Gemara have to tell us Rabbi Yirmiyah was falling asleep? So maybe it would be improper for them to try to be poshet a shayla in front of the Rebbe if the Rebbe was actually awake. Or maybe the Gemara is trying to tell us that even in his sleep he was thinking and learning. He was able to follow the conversation. Sometimes you think that someone is spaced out, but they're really focused on the learning. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was thinking of the learning also. He was following the whole conversation, and he criticizes them. He says, "Maika midamisun, what kind of comparison? Pedon who the pedon macherim? How can you compare a case to where a guy himself does the pidyon?" Where that's where Barpada says that Chosos Fakochos, that if I'm Makdish the Netios, Ad Sheyiktitzu, and then I am Poda those Netios, then they become Kadosh again. You can't compare that to a case to someone else doing the Pidyom. the pidyon, where maybe the kedusha will not be chal again if someone else comes in and is pulled to them. Because if someone else is pulled to them, I'm not the one that's a bar hachi to do the pidyon. That other person is. Hachi am Rabbi Yochanan, you know, Rabbi Yochanan said that when Bar Pada says that the netios do not become chulin, they go back to being kadosh, that's pidyon hu chozos v'kodshos. That's only if the guy himself who was originally matish them, he's pulled to them, so then they become kadosh again. Because he was makdish them ad shi'iktsatsu. So that's as if he's saying at the time that he was makdish them, beferish, that it's not going to help to do a pidyon. Rather, the original kedusha is going to come back. But pidyon macherim, ein chozos v'kodshos. Even Bar Pada will agree that if someone else was pulled to them, they don't go back to having the kedusha again. Because if other people were pulled to them, they're no longer in his rishus. And even if he was makdish them ad shi'iktsatsu or liolam, nevertheless, he doesn't have the ability to make a kedusha chal when they're not his. If someone else is pulled to them, they belong to somebody else. I can't be makdish a davar shein shalo. A person can't be makdish something that's not in his rishus. So what does that have to do with the isha? The isha kipadu achirim damya. The isha is compared to padu achirim. What do you mean padu achirim? He's the one that's megarish her. No. When he's megarish her, she is kona es atzma. So since she's kona es atzma, so he doesn't have the right to do anything. She's berushos atzma, so he doesn't have the ability to make that second kiddushin chal right now on what's going to be after the gerushin, because that's comparable to a case of padua acherim. So Bar Pada will be moda that the second kiddushin is not going to be chal after the gerushin, and therefore we cannot be poshet the suffik or Rav Hoshaya that the kiddushin is necessarily going to work. And says the Gemara, this chiluk is correct. Itmar nami amr abiyami amr abiyochanan. Rabbi Ami said in them, Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu el pedo'an hu, that the whole din of Bar Pada is only when the guy himself was poed to those netios. Avul pedo'an macherim, but if someone else is poed to those netios from hektish to chulin, then ein chosus v'kotros, then they do not go back to being kadosh again. Then they lose their kedusha when someone else is poed to them, because he's not the person that's in charge of those netios anymore. So that's the yisod, the chiluk between podahu versus a case of poda acherim. So now says the Mishnah. Now we move on from this Mishnah all the way until the end of the parak. It's all about lashonos b'nei adam. When a person says, "I'm taking an eder from a particular type of person, a particular kind of person," who's included in that neder? And we're going to see that b'nedarim halacha achar lashon b'nei adam. So the Mishnah is going to be telling us what the lashon b'nei adam implies for all of these things. So neder miyordei hayam. Person takes a neder from yordei hayam, from those who go down into the yam. Mutter biyoshe hayabasha. He's allowed to get enough from people who don't go on boats, people who get seasick and who are never traveled by boat, people who live inland, whatever, you know, people who are not who don't go into boats too much. That's obvious. But miyoshvei hayabasha, if a person takes a neder from yoshvei hayabasha, from people who live on the dry land, osur miyordei hayam, he's not allowed to get hana even from yordei hayam. Certainly not from yoshvei hayabasha, but not even from people who are yordei hayam. She yordei hayam bechlal yoshvei hayabasha. The lashon yoshvei hayabasha includes even those people that travel by sea very frequently, because ultimately everyone comes back to dry land. No one lives at sea forever. Eventually, human beings don't live at sea. Human beings come back to dry land. And the Mishnah says when they say yordei hayam lo keilu shaholchin me'akol liyafu, the words yordei hayam doesn't even mean those who take the Staten Island ferry into work every day. That's not yordei hayam. The fact that someone goes on a one day journey here and there, el misha darko lefarish, it means people who went 3 months. You hear about people who took boats to Eretz Yisrael, or before plane travel was so common. People after World War II, when after the Holocaust, were coming trying to get to America, and they came any way they can. So they got themselves on boats or whatever that were traveling. They were there for months at a time. That's what it means. Yordei hayam. Yordei hayam doesn't mean somebody who goes paddle boating on a date, right? That's not yordei hayam. So the Ran and the Meiri write that the Kol Yored Liyam is always, the Yored Liyam is always thinking about when he's going to be Olu Liyabasha. That's why when you say Yoshua Yabasha, it includes the Yordei Hayam, meaning a person goes on a cruise, they're always thinking about when's the cruise going to end, right? When they're going to go back, and even if they're enjoying it, but they're always going to think about when they're going to go to be Olu Liyabasha. The Bartanur writes, interestingly, he says, Mikivan Shesofan Loredes Veleshe Veabasha. Since eventually everyone is going to be Yored Leabasha. So the Achronim are a little bothered by the Lashon of the Bartanura. Okay, I understand the concept that eventually everyone at sea is going to come back to dry land. That everyone's going to be Loredes Veleshe Veabasha. I thought you're Yored Leab. Which one is up, which one is down? What is considered Yored and what is considered Ola? Isn't it Ola Leabasha and Yored Liam? So the Achronim have like this interesting discussion of why it's called even Yorde Hayam. Some suggest that it's called Yorde Hayam because a boat, when you're in a boat, the boat is partially under the water, right? The part of the boat floats above the water, hopefully, and part of the boat is under the water, so that's why it's called Yorde Hayam. The Radak writes that the Abasha is lower than the Yam, but the Sfas Hayam is higher than the Yam, and therefore it's Yorde Hayam, but could it also be Yored Leabasha? Because overall, the when you get further out at sea, you're actually in a higher place than you are on the Abasha. The Aruch Lener says that even Klapei Abasha, the Yam is considered a Yerida, but Klapei Maflug Besfina, it's getting to the Sfina, from the Sfina to the Yabasha is also called the Yerida. Meaning, to go to the sea is low, you go down into the sea. But when you're going from a boat, you go down from a boat, right? So when you're going from a boat onto when it's docked. Okay, so it's just a Lashon issue of why it's called Yorde Hayam and also Yorde Hayabasha. How that they could both be Yordim. Right, it's the old line about the parents complaining about how they used to have to walk to school uphill both ways, right? So how do you get uphill both ways? So the Gemara explains that when the Mishnah, that last line in the Mishnah is somewhat cryptic. Lo ke'ilu sholchem me'akol yafel b'misha darko lefarish. What exactly is that going on? Which part of the previous words in the Mishnah are we talking about when we say, oh, this isn't talking about people who take the Staten Island ferry, this is talking about people who travel for significant periods of time. So Rav Papa of Rav Acha b'Reid Ravika, there was machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Acha b'Reid Ravika. We don't know who said what, but Chan Masniya Resha, the Chan Masniya Seifa. One of them taught that phrase of Lo Ke'ilu Aholchim on the case of the Resha, of someone who's Noder Miyorde Hayam, and the other one taught it on the Seifa, on the case of someone who's Noder Miyoshe Ayabasha. Meaning we had two cases in the mission. We had a case where a person takes a Neder from Yorde Hayam, and we said that only includes the Yorde Hayam, does not include Yoshe Ayabasha. And then we had a second case, someone takes a Neder from Miyoshe Ayabasha, we said that includes everybody, that includes the Yorde Hayam as well. So the machlokas, what that third line in the Mishnah is about, when we talk about not those who are holchin me'akol liyafo, but rather someone who's darko lefarish. So man detania reisha, the one who learned it in connection to the reisha, to someone who took a neder mi yorde ayam, masni hachi, will learn the Mishnah as follows. Hanoder mi yorde ayam mutter bi yoshei abasha. That first line in the Mishnah, when you take a neder against... then you're not going to get Hanoah from Yorde Hayam. You're allowed to get Hanoah from Yoshe Ayabasha, Habi Yorde Hayam, Aser. So we see, though, you are not allowed to get Hanoah from people who are actually Yorde Hayam. But who are people that are considered to be in that category of Yorde Hayam? Lo Ke'ilu Aholchem Me'akol Yafo does not mean people who go on a small boat ride. Dalin Yoshe Ayabasha Ninu. Those people are really called Yoshe Ayabasha. Ella Mimisha Darkel Nefaresh. No, some of people who go for extended periods of time, great distances, only they are considered Yorde Hayam. So the Mishnah is trying to be Mekil on the guy who's Noder Miyorde Hayam, the Ran points out, that he's still allowed to get Hanah from people who take the ferry to work every day, because they're not considered Yorde Hayam. So it's limiting the scope of his Neder. But Uman Demasiya Seifa, but the one who teaches that last line as relating to the Seifa, Masni Hachi, reads the Mishnah as follows, that a Noder Miyoshe Yabasha Aser Biyorde Hayam, that a person who takes a Neder that he's not going to get enough from Miyoshe Yabasha is Aser even in Yorde Hayam. I mean, he's obviously Aser for people who are not Yorde Hayam, but he's even Aser in Yorde Hayam. V'lo be'elu ha'olch me'ako li'afol b'vad, ela afilu b'misha darko lefarish, ol v'sofu li'abasha salik. And the Mishnah is saying a chiddush, and he's ushering everybody. You might think he took a neder from Yoshe Yabasha. Okay, so he's not allowed to get hanah from people who never go in a boat. And even he's not allowed to get hanah from people who take the ferry to work every day. So the Mishnah adds, he's not allowed to get hanah from anybody. Even people who go for great distances on the Yam, they're also called Yoshe Yabasha. Because everybody. So it's expanding the scope of his neder. It's saying that his neder is much bigger than we thought it was. Not limiting the scope of his neder according to this lashon. Okay, now next Mishnah. Hanoder meroe achama. Person takes a neder, he's not going to get any anah from people who see the sun. So asra af pesumen. He's also not allowed to get anah from blind people, even though blind people do not see the sun. Shalom eskavin el misha achama roe a sun. Because in Lashon B'nei Adam, for whatever reason, we assume that when he says roe achama, he doesn't mean people see the sun. He means people that are seen by the sun. It means people that the sun shines upon. Sun shines upon everybody, so the Gemara is going to have to explain who that's excluding. So my time, why do we assume that that's what he means? That's not what he said. He said people who see the sun. Why are we going to assume that it means people who are seen by the sun? Well, midelo kamer min aroin. Why do you have to identify the sun? People who see the sun, you know what else they see? Everything else. And if they don't see the sun, you know what else they don't see? They don't see anything else. Meaning if you're either blind or you're not blind. So you either see things or you don't see things. So why does it talk about seeing the sun? It must be that it's about things that the sun shines upon. What does the sun not shine upon? La fuke dogim v'ubarim. Fish and fetuses. They're not seen by the sun because dogim are covered by the mayim, by the water, and the ubrim are covered b'mei imam. They're covered in their mother's womb. So the Tosus points out that it's dafka la fuke dogim, but other balei chayim do become asur ba'anah. But a domeim and a tzomeach do not become asur ba'anah because he says he used the lashon of roe, even though he's talking about things that are seen by the sun as opposed to that. But since he used the lashon of roe, so it says Tosus has to be something that's an animate object that has the capacity to see. So fish have the ability to see, but a domeim, a tzomeach, a rock, a tree, something like that, doesn't have any eyes, doesn't have the ability to see, and therefore it's not included in the neder. It's somewhat of a chiddush, because ultimately roi chama means those that are seen by the chama. Guess what? The sun doesn't see, right? But nevertheless, since you're using the term roe, so we assume that he's only including those things that have the ability to see. That's what Tosa says. Now, the hana'a from an Uber, what does it mean? You're not going to get enough from an Uber. How does an Uber provide you with hana'a? What's he going to do for you already? I mean, once he's born, he's not an Uber anymore. So how do you get hana'a from an Uber? The Gilyon HaShas says that, let's say it's a very windy day, so you need someone to block the wind. So if you have a big pregnant lady, she's much more effective at blocking the wind than I didn't say it, the Gilyon HaShas says. What about Dagim? So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out that even though Dagim sometimes are able to be seen, meaning what is it? Dagim are not always fully under. Someday you go to a pond and you see the fish swimming toward the top. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, yeah, but the sun can't really shine on the fish. If they ever come out of the water enough that the sun shines on them, they're going to die. So the sun doesn't really shine al kol gufam. The sun, you may see the top of them, but it will never shine fully al kol gufam. I thought different, that when you see a fish, the water, the rays of light are bent by the water. It's like a mirror effect. So where you see the fish, you don't really see the fish. It's really like an inch over. It's really not exactly. You ever look in a fish tank and you look at it from the side and you look from the front, the fish looks like it's in two different places. You're not seeing it exactly where it is. That's where Avaron Khan once said that he was in the Beis Medrash once in YU, and Rav Gorelick, Zechrono Livracha, who is a very excitable person, Rav Gorelick, came running into the Beis Medrash and he grabbed Rav Khan by the lapels and he says, "I got it, I got it." He says, "Okay, what did you get, Rebbe? What did you get?" He said, "I understand why Zara de Yosef, why fish are not subject to Ayin Hara. That the Yidgu Larov, the Zara de Yosef, are like Dug and the Ma Dugum Shabiyam, are not subject to Ayin Hara." He said, "Why? Why are they not subject to Ayin Hara?" He says, "Because you never see the fish where they are. So Ayin Hara means you have to see the thing. You don't see it because of the refraction of the rays of light, so you don't see it where they are." So he was very excited about that pshat. Okay. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah rather, new Mishnah. Hanoder mishchorei arosh. Person takes a neder from shchorei arosh. So aser b'korachin. He's not allowed to get anah from bald people either, even though there's no black hair on their head. Ubali sables. And he's also not allowed to get anah from people who have white hair, from people who are aging already and have white hair. Umutar b'nashim ubektanim. But he's allowed to get anah from nashim ubektanim, even though their hair is still black. Shein nekran shchorei arosh ela anashim. Because the phrase shchorei arosh means adult men. It doesn't apply to women and it doesn't apply to children. So even though you say Shchorei Rosh, so you can look at a bald person, you look at a person with white hair, you say that's not Shchorei Rosh, but no, the halacha is they're included in the nether. They are Shchorei Rosh. You look at a child with a big full head of black hair, or a woman with a big full head of black hair, or a black sheitel, or whatever, you say that is Shchorei. No, that's not Shchorei Rosh. He doesn't mean that when he says Shchorei Rosh. So my taima, why is it that Shchorei Rosh is usher even with bald people? They don't have Shchorei Rosh. Mi delo kamer mi balei seyar. Because you didn't say balei seyar. You didn't say people that have hair. So we assume that it's a term that's used for a broader category of people. Then we said that you take a neder from Shchorei Rosh, you're also b'krachim v'zakenim, but mutar b'nashim u'b'ketanim, shein ukram Shchorei Rosh ala anoshim. That only men are called Shchorei Rosh. My time, why is it that only adult men are called Shchorei Rosh? Anoshim zimnim demakasu reshayu v'zimnim demagalu reshayu. Because when it comes to men, men sometimes cover their hair and sometimes uncover their hair. And therefore you can't call them Megulei Rosh or Mechusei Rosh. So we call them Shchorei Rosh, because most people have dark hair, but aval nashim li olam mekasu. But women are always covering their hair. So if you wanted to identify women, you would have referred to them as mechusei arosh. You would not have referred to them as shchorei arosh. Women always cover their hair, so that's what the Tiferes Tzol points out. And in those times, even the nachrim, even the nachrios, even the non-Jewish women used to always cover their hair. That's what the derech hatznius that they carried themselves with all the time. So women were always covering their hair. Katanim liolamigalu, and children were never covering their hair, and therefore they're called Megulei Arosh, and they would not be called Shchorei Arosh. So the fact that you call Shchorei Arosh does not include Katanim. There is a machlok saposkim where the Katanim are chayiv to cover their heads. In the Malbim, in the Sefer on Halacha, in Arsus Hachaim, in Simon Ches, gives two reasons for Kisei Arosh, either Kvot Shemayim or Mishum Tznius. And the Nafkamina between them is by Katanim, because even though Kvot Shemayim applies to Katanim, Tznius is not Shaykh for Katanim. So he says that's maybe a Nafkamina, whether Katanim need to wear a yarmulke or not, but not our Sugi for now. So now, next Mishnah. Anodim mina Yilodim. Person takes a Nedra Anah from Yilodim, Mutar Banolodim. He's allowed to get Anah from people who are not yet born, because Lashon Yilodim means those who are already born. But a person takes a neder min hanoladim aser min hayilodim, then he's not allowed to get an anah even from those that are already born, because the lashon of noladim includes those that will be born and those that are already born. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir matir af by yilodim, that he says that he's allowed to get an anah even from those who are already born. But chamom and the cham give a reason that it's aser to get an anah, why they hold it's aser to get an anah even from those that are already born. Because lo niskavin zel b'misha darko liyvaleid. When he said noladim, he didn't have kavana. When he said noladim to those who will one day be born, dafka, and to exclude those who are already born, he means those that are darko liyvaleid, those that come into the world through leida, through a birthing process, as opposed to certain animals where they reproduce not through a birthing process. So the Rav Meir, so ask the Gemara, wait a second. The Rav Meir said that he's mutter af biyilodim, even biyilodim, and therefore velomi bayi noladim, and he's also mutter bin noladim salmi manaser. So who's included in the neder, right? According to Rav Meir, he says Rav Meir's mater even biyilodim, even those that are already born, sounds like, and also those that are not yet born, he's mutter. So who's the neder on? So says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Meir, a person who's noder min hanoladim is only mutter in those that are already born. Those that will one day be born, that's the subject of his neder. Those people are actually, he's going to be usher to. Chsur mechzer v'achiktani. And you have to add to the Lashon of the Mishnah a little bit as follows. Hanoder min ha-yilodim, a person takes a neder from yilodim, mutter banoladim. He's mutter to get anah from those that will one day be born. Min hanoladim, if he takes a neder from noladim, Aser by Yilodim. He's Aser even on those that are already born. But Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir disagrees with Tanakama, who holds that Nodim and Anoladim is Aser in both of them. And he says, no, Af hanoder min anoladim mutter by yilodim. Even if someone takes neder from anoladim, he's allowed to get anah from yilodim, from those that are already born. Ki hechi denoder min yilodim mutter by anoladim. Just like a person takes a neder from yilodim, is mutter from those that will one day be born. Meaning, when he's saying af, he's saying, just like when you know them in hayilodim, it's a, you're not usher in everybody. There's somebody that you're mutter to. So too, when you know them in ha noladim, af, when you know them in anoladim, there's someone that you're mutter to and someone that you're usher to. There's a category of people that's mutter and a category of people that's usher. So the Gemara asks Sen Rav Meir that the lashon of noladim implies those who will one day be born. Amar le Rav Papa Labai, the memor de noladim, demisyaldan mashma. Does noladim mean that which will, those who will one day be born? Elameata, if that's the case, when Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, Shnei banecha hanoladim lecha be'eretz Mitzrayim, Yaakov talks to Yosef about his two sons that are noladim lecha be'eretz Mitzrayim. Lashon of the pasuk is va'ata shnei banecha noladim lecha be'eretz Mitzrayim adbo'i elecha Mitzrayim aliheim Ephraim u'Menashe k'ruvin v'shimon yili. We know exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about Ephraim and Menashe. Hachinami disyaldanu. What that means, people who are going to be born, Ephraim and Menashe were already born at that time. So how can you say noladim means those who will be born? Ve'alamai. So says Gemara, well, what do you want to say? Diyalidu disyaldu mashma. You want to say that Lashon Noladim means those who are already born? There's a pasuk against that also. El Me'ata Tichsiv, the pasuk says, Hine Bein Nolad the Beis David, Yoshiyahu Shemo. A Ben is Nolad the Beis David, and his name is Yoshiyahu. Hachinami Dahava, you want to tell me that he was already born? Hatayin Menashe Loba, his Zaydi wasn't born yet. Menashe, who was his grandfather, wasn't even born yet. So how can you say that Nolada means those who are already born? So it's a steer in the Pesukim, whether Nolad means those who are already born or those who will one day be born. Ela mashmahachi u mashmahachi. You can't bring any right from the Pesukim, because from Pesukim in Tanakh you find it both ways. That it means those who are already born, those who will one day be born. Ubi nedarim halacha chalasha b'nei adam. So therefore, by nedarim, we have no choice but to just go with not what the Torah calls noladim, but what people call noladim. And that's the machlokas Tanakhama and Rabbi Meir, that the Tanakhama holds that the lasha b'nei adam is that noladim includes everybody, whereas Rabbi Meir says, no, noladim only includes those who will one day be born. The whole machlokas is about the lashon b'nei adam. Now the Mishnah said that according to the Chachamim, if a person is nodar min hanoladim, he's aser both for those who have already been born and those who will be born. And then the Mishnah says v'chachamim omrim, the Chachamim give a reason that they're including everybody in the term noladim. Lo niskavin ze ela mimi shedarko livaled. When he says noladim, he's saying people who come into the world, or those who come into the world through a birthing process. So says Mar Lafuke Mai, who are you excluding with that? Doesn't everybody come into the world through some sort of birthing process? So says Mar Lafuke Dagim Va'ofos. It comes to exclude fish and birds that hatch from an egg, as opposed to coming in through a birthing process. Okay, I'm going to have to stop there. Beis Hashem, we'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow after Montatina. Sorry, I apologize.